Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Jerry this morning greeting you in the name of Jesus. My phone number is 315-530-0398. I will be sharing for the rest of this week. I'm on a little late here this morning, but I was asked last night if I would fill in the rest of the week, so Lord willing, we will do that. Yeah, I would like to encourage you and myself this morning with a scripture that has encouraged me. Let's turn to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So that's a beautiful verse that we can look at. I have not been a Christian for very long here, only a couple of years, and I grew up seeing that verse one way, and it seems like that's just the way the whole scripture is sometimes. When you grow up, you're not near to the Father, and you're basically afraid of Him, and you're under the law, you're working to earn your salvation, you're trying on your own to do it your way, and you always unknowingly, I don't believe people do this on purpose, they go their own way, they only have one choice, their own way, and I sometimes realize that anybody that wants to follow the Lord and wants to go to heaven, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I know I wanted to do what's right. I wanted to be a Christian because I wanted to go to heaven, and that's not a bad reason. That is a very good reason. You wanted to escape hell, and I believe everybody wants to. But I was just realizing that there is another reason why we're here on this earth, and you start seeing it when you realize what the Lord Jesus actually came to the earth for. And it says, looking unto Jesus. In other words, we look to Jesus as an example. Why did he come? Why did he go follow the footsteps that he did? Why did he, at the end, choose the cross and endure all that? It was for me and you. It was so that we could have a right relationship with the Lord. It was so that we could be made perfect. And this morning, I would like to say that this, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So I said, I always believe that he looked forward to being back with his Father. That's the joy that was set before him. And that's true. But I would like to submit that there was another joy that was greater, I believe, if we can really get the heart of Jesus and the Father for the whole world. The joy of seeing sons and daughters made perfect through the blood of Jesus, by accepting the blood of Jesus, by saying yes to his Spirit, by saying yes to the blood, and by agreeing with the plan of salvation, that I cannot attain it on my own, Lord, help me. I accept your blood. I accept your sacrifice as the Lamb of God, perfect for my righteousness. That, I believe, is why it was, that's the great joy that's in heaven, in the Father's heart, and in the Son's heart, when a sinner turns around and says, yes, I've been going the wrong way. I want to go your way. And that was the only way that could happen, was through Jesus going to the cross. So I believe he was looking past all the pain, past all the suffering, past all the shame, mocking, and could see that, yes, Father, I will drink this cup, because it is the only way that will bring sons and daughters to glory. So, if we could get a vision of why the cross is in our life daily, it would change the picture a little bit. And I would like to turn to Hebrews 2:10 yet. There's another verse I would like to read. Or let's start at verse 9. But we see Jesus, again bringing Jesus and holding him up, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom all are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So that kind of just brings it home to what I was trying to say. Bringing many sons into glory, that was the way it had to go, to bring sons into glory. And when I think about the word glory, if you can picture an old rusty car, for instance, that does not run, it's rusty, it's just, you could see that it was intended for something that is not able to do anymore. And when men take a hold of that and bring it back, they would say they bring it back to its original glory. In other words, bring it back to what it looked like, acted like, bring it back into serviceable life, bring it back to what it was intended to be. They bring it back to its glory, or if you think of it, put it that way, if you say, I've been going the wrong way, I accept the blood of Jesus, the Lord Jesus there is a great joy in heaven in bringing sons back to glory and making them perfect through suffering. So through his taking the cross and despising the shame, he was able to see past all that, and the joy of, because he could see the beginning and the end, he could see that this is the way to bring many sons into glory. And that's what I'm submitting this morning, that there was a joy, because he could see into eternity future, all that joy that he was going to be able to watch unfold as sons and daughters turned to him. And I believe, I would like to submit this morning, that that's also why we choose the cross, and why if we get a picture of this, we could endure the cross better daily. We could, even though maybe at the time when you're choosing to let it go, choosing to lay down your life and your rights, even though you may be right and the other person wrong, that's the way you can give life to a person. That may be the seed that needs to be planted. And it may take years. If you think about 2,000 years later, the Lord Jesus is still joyfully watching it unfold. He's still able to see day by day another soul turning back to him, because he endured the shame and the suffering. So even if we suffer today for the name of Jesus, it may have its ripple effect, its life. If it's from the Lord and you lay down your life willingly, I believe that has is part of a kingdom that has no end. It's something that does not just fall to the ground. It does not come back void. It does not, it comes, it goes on forever. If you're part of the kingdom of God, it's the kingdom that has no end. So your actions have no end. And I would like to encourage each person today to be willing to endure the cross, despising the shame, because the way you choose today may not be the way the world chooses, and they're going to try to shame you or whatever. But I pray to the Lord today that we are willing to choose the cross. May the Lord bless you today. And Lord willing, I'll pick up on this tomorrow.